I'm Chris Parks.
And this is Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. And welcome in here to another weekend here in the Nishna Valley. And it's going to be a busy one for a lot of folks, I think, because it's graduation time.
Yeah, we have a lot going on.
Yeah. I know that all the businesses get busy because they're helping get those things ready. And then parents are just freaking out, you know, because they want everything to be perfect.
Nothing's ready. And everything will be fine.
Yeah. I don't know how your parents were, but mine actually surprised me. I thought they wouldn't care as much as they did.
Yeah.
My dad really got into it. He put together the like picture board with all these pictures and stuff.
Cool.
And I didn't expect him to, lift a finger to do anything like that. But it turned out to be a lot of fun. I did it with a couple of other guys that I graduated with and had a joint party.
Yeah,
that
makes it easier for people to attend them all at once, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I went to one of my cousins last week. He goes to school over at Papillion La Vista South, and they kind of live on the edge of town, like outside towards the country, towards the river. So these kids were showing up, and then like 5 minutes later, they'd be gone, because they're trying to get to all these places, and it's just so impossible for them to go to everything.
It is. Just making appearance. Okay, well, gotta go. Yeah. I feel like you gotta eat cake at all of them, so oh boy.
Yeah, pack on a few pounds, too, while you're enjoying it. But, I guess that's part of it.
Yeah.
And hopefully everybody has fun with those events. And, hopefully the weather cooperates as well. I know Saturday is going to be a little iffy, and then we'll see through the rest of the weekend. Sounds like maybe later on Sunday some things might get a little bit testy, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And of course, some people are already done with that, and some people are just getting done with it now here this weekend with those graduation ceremonies and parties. And if you're getting out there into the world and leaving your high school comfort zone and moving on to whatever it is you're going to do, whether it's go to college or work, I found a little list here that has some interesting little notes and tips for you to try to get through that next step of your life. The man is Ted Spiker. He's the chair of the Department of Journalism at the University of Florida, and he also wrote a book as well, and these are some of his tips, so I'll pass a few of these along here for you. And one of them that he mentions, the very first one, is one that I've never gotten good at myself, and it definitely applies later in life, too. He says, your brain is not your day planner.
Yeah, that's so true.
Make sure that you master the skill in college of prioritization and develop the skills so you can see what's coming up next month, next week, tomorrow, in 10 minutes. And, make sure all those papers are ready to be due on time if you're going to school, or, you know when your schedule is, if you're on a training schedule or work or whatever that may be. I know I still do that.
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
And then the day passes. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I was supposed to do this.
Or do you get that dreaded phone call?
Yeah.
Hey, where are you? Oh, yeah, I was supposed to be at that thing, wasn't I?
Whoops.
Yeah, I haven't gotten very good at that. I'm going to have to at some point. And as you know, you have young kids as well.
Especially with your kids now,
yeah. That gets a little bit more hectic because they have their own things to deal with. The other thing he mentions here is to get plugged in, unplug. He says, maximize your connections through all of your social media platforms and digital tools, but make it for meaningful contacts that will help you develop and then eventually put down the phone and put down those devices and end up meeting those people and be able to interact with them. And that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's just a problem for everyone in all walks of life to deal with now these days. But hopefully at some point we'll start to realize that you need to go back in that direction a little bit as well to kind of put down those devices and enjoy yourself. The number three one he has here is your most valuable currency is your ideas. And he said, in a world where lots of your peers have the same skills you do, the X factor is who has the better idea. The front end of a project is as crucial as the back end, so coming up with the idea and then executing it can be equally important. So make sure that you're exploring those things. Here's one that's interesting for kids that are going to school. It says the syllabus equals law. He says not all professors will handcuff you when you deviate, but it's best to assume that they will. So read the contract, read that syllabus, and be ready for what's going to come in those classes, because that's what they're going to stick to. And this is another one that kind of goes along the lines of that social media thing we're talking about. Handwritten thank you notes are greater than emails, which are greater than likes.
So, greater than likes. That's good.
The new school communication methods are efficient and effective, But he said old school ones show that you care enough to do a little bit extra. It's a tangible way to explain your intangibles. And I know that's something that I always think about. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't ever always do it, but you know, you want to get those notes out to people and express your gratitude for what they do for you. And I know myself when I do get those things and it's like, oh yeah, that was really nice of them. You realize how nice it is to do it.
Besides a bill.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. The mail's worthless anymore without that kind of stuff. So that's interesting there. He also says the relationships are greater than GPAs as well. So, you know, it doesn't always come down to that end-all be-all. I know a lot of folks pressure themselves a lot to do very well in school throughout their years, whether it's high school or college. But he points out that when you show you care about performance more than points, and he says it's a single to me that you're to the future employers that I talk to about you, that you're the kind of person that they want on their team. So that, he said, you'd rather come into my office to ask me about the artifact on my desk than to fight about an 1/100th of a point that will mean zilch to your career success. So,
that's not
going to
matter.
Yeah, so come in and, you know, explore things relationship-wise a little bit more. Think of college as 7 years. Unfortunately, some people do that just because.
Yeah. They don't. Well, I mean, you don't know and you decide, you know, get into something. Okay, hey, it's not for me, and switch everything all around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the minute you change that major sometimes, that's going to tack on a guaranteed 2 years sometimes at least. So, yeah, it can be a different issue there. But he says your networking opportunities don't stop with professors, internship supervisors, and alums. As a freshman, you should network with the people in your class and the 3 years ahead of you. As a senior, you should build relationships with the people 3 years behind you. He said that's 7 years of people who could be potential bosses and connections. So a different way to think about it, right. I guess, all the people that you could come across during their time there. And he also says it's okay to say no. High achievers want to do it all. He says don't. Despite many examples otherwise, the world wants you to do 15 things well, rather than 50 things sloppily. So maybe limit yourself a little bit. And I know that's something that kids can easily get trapped into. You want to get, you know, there's so many interesting things now when you get out into, well, just real world or into college when you have all these different clubs and organizations and, oh, hey, something that finally I enjoy. And then you start getting involved in one and one more and one more. And
what's another
just,
one?
Yeah, gets out of hand. Learn a foreign language, he says. In high school, you likely took foreign language, but now expand what it means to speak and work in a new world. Word people could learn computer programming. Money majors could learn the art of effective writing. You stand out when you're fluent in an area where your peers aren't. So not even just within different languages, but within your own language, learning the different skills, how to speak and communicate properly. He says, number 10, create a digital hub. Put all of your best work and your social accounts in one place. Employers want to see your personal brand in a sort of digital elevator pitch. So something that kind of compresses all those things together maybe a little bit. Work on that throughout your time. It says, find a workout, pal. Part of stress management is time management, and part of having enough energy is to do quality work. And he said, sometimes you'll eat at the $2.99 buffet and pull all-nighters, but you need good food and regular exercise and sleep to eventually take care of yourself and do well. The non-academic priority will improve your academic ones, he says. Yeah, that wouldn't even have been the one.
Yeah, I definitely didn't do that.
I
still don't.
Yeah, that one doesn't always fall down the right path, but that's okay. Number 12 is success equals style plus substance. He said, no matter your field, college is about developing your skills and talents. That's substance. And now how unique is your voice, your personality, your creativity when it comes to your skill set? That's style. In a world when you have a lot of people that have a lot of talent, it's the difference between being hired and having your resume thrown in the circular file. Your goal is one deep dive. He said, if I'm talking to an intro course of hundreds of people, I'll ask them two questions. One, when you graduate, will you have the skills that everyone else in the room does? And they'll need to be able to answer yes. And two, will you be able to do something that nobody else in the room can do? If that answer is also yes, then you've just discovered the secret to excelling. Find an area of speciality where you can develop depth, and that's what makes you uniquely positioned to help an employer. and be nimble enough to do a lot of things, but deep enough to do one thing better than anyone else. So maybe find that little extra thing that makes you stand out from the crowd. I know that's always hard, especially when you start to get in the job application world. You know, what do you do that's not just out there for being out there, but something that's also valuable? And the other one, a couple of notes he says here, play. He said, do it when you're not working, do it when you are working. So have a little fun while you're there as well. And he said, this last tip is make your secret sauce. The greatest compliment you can receive from a professor, a pro, or a peer isn't great work or that's perfect. It's how in the world did you do that? He said, wow us with your creativity, wow us with your ideas, with your execution in ways that we can't imagine. We may not know what goes into your secret sauce, but we do know that we want some more of it. So,
it's a good way to put it.
find some ways to stand out. Multiple of those that he mentioned, that was kind of the idea, yeah. I guess, is to find a way to see what you excel at. And I guess that's part of what college is, too, is finding your way in the world, what you like, what you want to do, or even if you're just going into the workforce, testing some things out and find out what you want to do. And who knows, it might change down the road, too. How many of us graduated with the degree that we still use? Not all of us, so that's for sure. So a few tips there for some of those youngsters that may be transitioning from one step to the other. And, of course, that can apply not only from high school to college, but from college on to the real world for you as well. So that's a look at that information for you. Now we'll go ahead and take a look at some of the things that are happening here in the Nishna Valley that you can get involved with here coming up.
All right. Well, coming up on Monday, the Cass County Tourism Meeting is coming up on Monday, May 18th. It's at 9 a.m., and that will be held at the Atlantic Chamber. So if you have an interest in tourism in Cass County, you're invited to attend the regular monthly meeting of the Cass County Tourism Committee. And again, that's on May 18th at 9 a.m., and that will be held at the Atlantic Chamber. Coming up on Tuesday, May 19th, there's a program of classical music, and that's presented by two string ensembles from the University of Iowa, and that will be held at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. It's on again May 19th at 7 p.m. Admission is a free will donation. They do suggest $10. There'll also be a brief intermission in the program, so you can get beer, wine, soft drinks, and snacks. That'll all be available. If you'd like more information about the center and to kind of see what other events they have going on, you can visit the warrencultural.com and also on their Facebook page. Again, it's a classical music presented by two string ensembles from the University of Iowa, and that's at the Warren Cultural Center on May 19th at 7 p.m. In Audubon, their merchant meeting will be held on Thursday, May 21st. It's at 5:30 at the Audubon Chamber Office, and that's at 302 Broadway Street. Again, the Audubon Merchant Meeting, May 21st at 5:30, and that's at the Audubon Chamber Office. Let's see, coming up on Friday, May 22nd, it's Tivoli Fest, and you actually have probably more information on that than what I do, if you want to go ahead and kind of go over a few of those things there, and whatever I guess you don't cover, I'll see what I can throw in.
Yeah, there is a lot, of course, going on with Tivoli Fest, a whole bunch of events that go on throughout that weekend for folks to get involved in. And part of that is some of the musical entertainment that they'll have there. And they'll be celebrating, of course, Danish heritage. And the two-day event's theme this year is Where Memories and Movies Are Made. It's the 35th annual festival, packed with an assortment of activities that's sure to please visitors of all ages. And as in past years, Tivoli Fest offers a wide variety, as I mentioned, of music, and it can be heard all over town. On Friday, the Brad Myers Band, that's on the 22nd of May, will be performing at the Elkhorn Fire Station from 7 to 10 p.m. And you can enjoy the opening as well of the Iowa Craft Beer Tent, folks, that will be there. So that'll be going on at the same time. And then on Saturday, Ron Johnson, an accordionist of Scandinavian Melodies, will be performing at noon at the Elkhorn Town Hall, at 1:30 at the Elkhorn Fire Station, and again at 5 p.m. at the Windmill Entertainment Stage. Denmark's Jensen and Buggy, along with Dwight Red Lamb, will be performing from 1 to 2 and again from 6 to 7 at the Windmill Entertainment Stage. They will also perform at the Elkhorn Fire Station from 8 to 9 p.m. And then Dwight will be playing traditional Danish tunes on his vintage G accordion, while Danish musicians Met Jensen and Christian Buggy play and sing along. You can conclude your evening listening to Usual Suspects, starring Elkhorn native Darla Hanson at the Elkhorn Fire Station from 9 p.m. to midnight. And on Sunday, May 24th, Ron Johnson will be performing once again at the Elkhorn Fire Station at 10 o'clock. Beginning at 2 p.m., patriotic songs will be performed by local talent at the Veterans Memorial Park on Main Street in Elkhorn during the tribute to Ralph Hanson and the Walk of Honor. And you can plan your trip now to Elkhorn, and they look forward to seeing you Memorial Day weekend. You can find a lot of details as well from stuff maybe that we don't touch on here or that you want to expand on a little bit at danishvillages.com. And, of course, if you're not familiar, you probably are if you're listening to us, but if you're wanting to head to Elkhorn, you take exit 54 off Interstate 80 and go 6 miles north there for that activity. Some of the other things that will be going on during the Tivoli Fest celebrations will be, of course, the parade, and that gets underway at 10 o'clock coming up on Saturday through the downtown area. It's a huge parade that folks get involved with. There'll be folk dancing. We mentioned the Iowa Craft Beer Tent's going to be on hand. They'll have tours of the Danish Windmill and the museum. There'll be a craft fair going on as well, some children's activities. Of course, Evel Skeevers will be served at the fire station there in Elkhorn, and they'll have an eating contest involved with that as well. The Tour de Tivoli bike ride will be going on, along with that Walk of Honor that we mentioned. They'll have exhibits, food vendors, and much more. And they'll all be going on, and they'll have the Tivoli fireworks coming out as well as part of the festivities. So you can stop on by and enjoy those activities. And as we mentioned, the Danish food that you can enjoy, and the Elkhorn Town Hall is the place where you'll find those Danish open-faced sandwiches. So you can stop by that location for that. And then the new Elkhorn Fire Station will be the host site for the Ebel Skeever lunch. And they will be served with mid-Easter poles and Danish seasoned sausage to make the meal complete. And just a couple of notes here for you time-wise. As we mentioned, the Iowa Craft Beer Tent will be open 3 to 10 p.m. Friday, 11 a.m. to midnight on Saturday, and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday. They'll have some Danish samplings along with a few domestics as well. And, of course, the idea of the craft beer tent is to focus on those craft breweries around the state of Iowa. So there'll be a lot of that to try out as well. And also the Optimist Club will be serving pork burgers before and after the parade. And, of course, Elkhorn's restaurants and street vendors on Main Street will be open to serve you as well. I mentioned that fireworks spectacular. That can be seen from the windmill grounds. And there'll be a part of that going on. There'll be part of the Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen, Denmark. For over 150 years they've been doing that. So they, of course, extend that over to Tivoli Fest. And Saturday night after dark on the southeast side of the Tivoli Inn and Suites Motel is where that aerial display will be launched from. So you can stop and enjoy that as well. So that's some of those activities that are involved with Tivoli Fest.
Yeah, lots and lots and lots of things going on at Tivoli Fest. It's always a good time. Let's see, coming up also, let's see here, on Saturday, the 114th Annual Fontenelle Alumni Banquet. That's on May 23rd at the Nottoway Valley Middle School Gym in Fontenelle. That's for graduates of Fontenelle High School, Bridgewater Fontenelle High School, and Nottoway Valley High School. And this year's honor guests are the 2015 graduating seniors and also the 50-year class of 1965. Their social hour begins at 5:30, and then they'll have a dinner at 6. If you need to get your tickets, they are $16 and are available at Nottoway Valley Market, First National Bank in Fontenelle and Greenfield, and also Union State Bank in Bridgewater and Greenfield, and also Fontenelle Drug. So 114th Annual Fontenelle Alumni Banquet, May 23rd, and that's at the Nottoway Valley Middle School Gym in Fontenelle, and that starts at 5:30. The Oakland Alumni Banquet is also going on May 23rd in the new Oakland Community Building. Their doors open at 5:30, and they'll be serving at 6:30. You can go and tour the Oakland High School from 4 to prior to the banquet, and graduating classes who have been out of the school for 10, 20, 25 years are going to be recognized. You can get your tickets at Great Western Bank, which is formerly Oakland State Bank, also at Arbor Bank, which is formerly Citizen State Bank, and also at Oakland Pharmacy and all over in the Oakland area. Cost for the tickets for the Oakland Alumni Banquet are $16.50 per person, and you need to kind of get those by May 18th, so you need to hurry and get those in. All other inquiries for the banquet should be directed to 482-3511. Again, it's the Oakland Alumni Banquet, May 23rd, and that will be held in the new Oakland Community Building, and then doors open at 5:30. Also in Lewis, the Lewis Alumni Banquet is on May 23rd, and that is at the Lewis Community Center, and you can make your reservations by calling 243-8384. Again, it's the Lewis Alumni Banquet on May 23rd at the Lewis Community Center. Let's see, also along with Tivoli Fest, Chris kind of mentioned the 7th Annual Tour de Tivoli Bike Ride. That's on May 24th, starts in Elkhorn. If you'd like to register for that, you need to be at the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn at 8 a.m. You can pre-register on danishwindmill.com. You just click on Store, then Events. It's $35 to register, and that also includes a Tour de Tivoli t-shirt, refreshments, Apple Skiver meal, and Tivoli Fest entertainment. A $20 registration fee includes everything except for the t-shirt, so you can have two different choices there. You can contact Debbie McLean with any questions at 249-7257, and all proceeds from this event go to the Danish Windmill Corporation in Elkhorn, so it goes back to a good cause. It's the 7th Annual Tour de Tivoli Bike Ride, May 24th, and again, that starts in Elkhorn at the Danish Windmill at 8 a.m. On Monday, Audubon Memorial Day service will be held at Arlington Cemetery. And in Brayton, the Memorial Day service will be held at Brayton at 10 a.m. The Grant United Methodist Church, they're holding their annual Memorial Day dinner at 11:30, and that goes until 1 on May 25th for a freewill offering. They've got lots of things on their menu, sloppy joe or ham sandwich, baked beans, assorted salads, pies and desserts and drink. And all money raised from that for the dinner supports the Grant United Methodist Women and their work for mission projects and the Grant Church. And let's see, then following the dinner at 11 a.m. is a memorial service at the Grant Cemetery. And the GCP will hold the service to honor lost veterans with readings and a song and an honor roll. Small individual flags will be available for families of veterans to place on their graves. And then GCP will be responsible for collecting them after the holiday. Following the dinner at 1:30, the Grant Park Opry will open its season with live music by Rockin' Country, Gypsy Wind, and a special guest at the Grant Park. Admission for that is $6, and the GCP will offer concessions. The gate fee help maintain the park stage, and concessions support GCP's work to maintain the park. So lots going on in Grant with the Grant United Methodist Church and the Memorial Day dinner, and that starts at 11:30. The BPW Relay for Life team invites the public to a community impact fundraising event that will be held at the Atlantic Pizza Ranch on May 28th from 5 to 8 p.m., and then Pizza Ranch will then donate 10% of the guest check. So go out and help support them and the BPW Relay for Life team at their community impact fundraising event at the Atlantic Pizza Ranch on May 28th from 5 to 8. Coming up in June, it's Ride the Rails with the Menlo and Casey Fire Departments. It's on June 6th. It's an excursion train that takes passengers between Menlo and Casey in vintage open window coaches. They also have some food and activities going on in both Menlo and Casey. So you can get round-trip departures from Menlo. It'll be leaving at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 1:30. And then in Casey, 10 a.m., 12:15, and 2:25. It's $14 for adults, $7 for children 12 and under, and they do have a limited number of tickets and are non-refundable, so you kind of probably want to hurry and get your tickets in on that. Tickets are available at lots of places in Menlo, at the Coon Valley Telephone Office, and in Casey at Linda's Hair Hut, Casey Mutual Telephone Office, Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, and from any Menlo or Casey firefighter. For tickets in Menlo, you can also call 515-669-9859 or in Casey 641-746-2202. And all you have to do is just leave a message with their information. They will also mail out the tickets if you do call in. Just ask that you add a dollar for shipping and handling, and you can send the money in to the train ride at 517th Street in Menlo, 50164. And in Casey, it's the train ride 517 7th Street in Casey, 50048. And fun little fact here, the open window coach cars were built in Canada in 1953, and they were used in the 2009 movie Public Enemies starring Johnny Depp. So you can check that out, Ride the Rails with Menlo and Casey Fire Departments on June 6th.
All right, so some events coming up here for you in the area. We'll take a quick break here, touch on a couple of other events, and then get you your birthday and anniversary announcements here on This Is Your Nishna Valley. Back in a moment.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby. At Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
Hello, this is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Health System. Good nutrition is essential in meeting your overall health goals. Healthy eating can include any food in moderation and should include a variety of foods from all the food groups. As your clinical dietitian, I can help you use good nutrition to achieve your personal health goals. For an appointment, please call me at 712-243-3250.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
And welcome back here. Just touching quickly on a couple of other events coming up. One thing I didn't mention that's going on during the Tivoli Fest weekend that's kind of unique is some former 6-on-6 girls basketball players are getting together and recreating the old game. They're going to be doing that the weekend. They'll have exhibition games scheduled for May 22nd at the Elkhorn Kimbleton High School, so you can stop by there and see some basketball from days gone by. As a former 6-on-6 player and coach is helping to organize that, and Coach Rod Hoig, and you can email him at rsh215@hotmail.com if you'd like to get some more information there. They're looking for volunteers to help out with that as well. There'll be a small admission fee, $2 for adults and $1 for students, to cover some of those basic costs. So get involved with that. You can also call Rod at 515-249-8335 if you're interested in that. So that'll be going on during Tivoli Fest. You mentioned a couple of alumni banquets that are going on, and there's also another one in the Cam and Anita School District, as they'll be holding that on May 23rd at the Cam High School. There'll be a happy hour with a cash bar from 3 to 5:30 at Crestwood Hills Golf Course Clubhouse. And doors at the high school will open at 4, with brisket meal being served at 6. And they're having a silent auction that as well to raise money for scholarships. Everyone that graduated from Anita or Cam is always welcome at the banquet, and they'll be honoring the classes this year. The 25, 50s, 55, 60, 65, and 70-year classes will be honored. And after the banquet, people can gather again at Crestwood Hills, the clubhouse, to visit and socialize there. Reservations may be made by sending $16 each before May 15th or $20 each after that date to Janet Maynard at 75848 Memphis Road in Anita. That's 50020. Walk-ins are also welcome, so you can call with questions if you have any at 762-3174. And the Wyota Reunion Committee is making digital images of the Wyota High School class graduation pictures, which will be included in a Wyota memory book to be compiled by Frosty Taylor for the upcoming five-year reunion on July 10th and 11th. So they're looking for those class pictures. They have some missing years, so if you can get in contact with them, they'd appreciate it. You can get in contact with Dave Hancock at 712-243-4019 or 249-0766, or Betty Lillard at 712-249-7123. The years that they are missing in particular are 1898 through 1913, 1915, 16, 18, 20, 20 through 24, 26, and then 1931 and 1933. So some years are missing there. If you can help them out, get in touch with those folks. With those pictures that you can help them out with. And as we wind down here, we'll take a look here at your anniversaries and birthdays as well. Just one anniversary here to touch on for you. The Leo and LaVon Bargenquist of Avoca will be celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary with an open house to be held on Saturday afternoon, May 30th at the Corley Community Center from 2 to 5. So come join them for cake and refreshments and reminisce through the past years. That'll be hosted by their children. And the couple request no gifts, just your presence at the event. And you have some birthdays to pass along, too?
I do. Over at the Xyra Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Diane Blatt, celebrating her birthday on May 21st. And also, happy birthday to Ron Peterson, celebrating his birthday on May 24th. Over at the San Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Frank Smith. He'll be celebrating his birthday on May 25th.
All right, so let's look there at those, some of those birthdays to pass along. And that's going to wrap things up. I'm Chris Parks.
And I'm Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.